With the Iowa caucuses now just days away, presidential candidates are touting their foreign policy bona fides by trying to show they understand the crisis in Pakistan has major ramifications for U.S. security.
I think we ought to know who the winners and losers here with this tragic assassination of Benazir Bhutto. And Al-Qaeda / Taliban are the ones that win when chaos ensues.
Democrat Joe Biden noted while Bhutto's son and husband are taking over her party duties, the 19-year-old is busy studying at Oxford University, sparking even more uncertainty.
It's obvious that her son will not be the next prime minister, assuming her party wins. The real question is whether or not her husband is going to be a caretaker prime minister and appoint someone that, in fact, is may or may not have the support of the people of Pakistan.
Republican Mike Huckabee said that while the world waits for the parliamentary elections, the U.S. has little recourse but to stick with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf.
Right now, Musharraf, despite some of the concerns we have about him, represents at least some level of security, more so than if he were ousted immediately.
Democrat Hillary Clinton expressed a similar sentiment, but put the onus on Musharraf to show he's serious about cracking down on terror.
This is an opportunity for President Musharraf to step up and actually fulfill many of the words and promises that he's made to me and to many others over the course of a number of years.
Biden thinks if Musharraf flunks that test and fails to conduct a credible investigation of Bhutto's murder, billions of dollars in U.S. aid should be cut off. But Republican Fred Thompson suggested such pressure might topple Musharraf and leave Pakistan's nuclear weapons in the hands of extremists.
This is a matter of stability in the only Muslim world that has nuclear weapons. So let's don't be penny wise and pound foolish in the short run here.
The candidates are pretty much in agreement that free and fair elections in Pakistan are key, but the timing of the voting is not. That mirrors the position of President Bush, who does not want to appear to be meddling in Pakistani affairs. A White House spokesman saying it's critical that Pakistan get on a path to democracy, but the timing is up to them. Ed Henry, CNN, with the president in Crawford, Texas.